I saw a halacha yesterday, Shlomo Zalman. I think it's quite fascinating. I don't know. When halacha and musa meet, right? Okay. There's not many halachas on Erev Shavuos. On Shavuos, not many. What halachas of Shavuos? What halachas on Shavuos? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there's a bit of that. Halachas of it's the Shulchan Aruch. This mamash one thing. If you compare all this, yeah, it's Hilchas Pesach. That's right. So that's all Hilchas Pesach. If you compare how many hundreds of pages Hilchas Pesach, baking matzahs, chometz, seder, dalet koisos, achilas matzah. What's considered chometz? What's considered hundreds and hundreds of seifim? When it comes to Hilchas Shavuos, all we've got is that the minig is to say akdomas. The minig is of the minig of staying up by night, which is not even brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Halal on Shavuos, what we lay on Shavuos. There's so little. Like, mamash four seifim altogether. Umar says about eating milchiks. Yeah, and what, even while there is, it's so incredibly little. So little. It's fascinating. Yeah, Tmimois, that's right. It's all that. It's literally three pages in Shulchan Aruch. Literally, very, very literally. There's one very interesting halacha, a fascinating halacha, and that gives us so much, this halacha. The halacha is actually from Tzimogen Avraham. He says that Hakozas Dom is also on Erev Shavuos. What's Hakozas Dom? Bloodletting. We don't do this so much anymore nowadays, but for centuries and centuries, that if somebody wasn't well, whatever wasn't functioning well, you do bloodletting, you cut open, blood goes out, and you feel refreshed afterwards. The truth is that it's quite interesting that it must have been, I know it's not conventional medicine nowadays, but the fact that people did it for hundreds of years must indicate, probably, there is something to it. No? You'd stop after a while if you see that. It's just like, people are just like going like flies. You know, it must be something to it. So people would think about it. Now, the halacha is on Erev Shavuos, the halacha is, you may not do bloodletting. Bloodletting is also. On Erev Shavuos, bloodletting is also. Hakos is dumb. Generally, the rest of the year, do it. Oh, one second. So during the year, on a middle of the week, a middle of a Wednesday, bloodletting, if you've got temperature, do some bloodletting and you'll feel a lot better. Don't try, but yeah, in theory, yes, it's mutter. It's a medical purpose. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about Hakozas Dom in a few places. Now, why is on Erev Shavuos, Hakozas Dom is also, why is that? Why is that? So the Mogen Avraham says, the reason is, it's perhaps touching on Kabbalah, I'm not sure. The reason is because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on HaSinai, there was a shade, a Shin Dalet, that came in, and just like when the Yidden wanted to do, and it was dangerous, that shade would be contradicting and dangerous and everybody who does bloodletting. So the Yidden were not meant to, they were not allowed to do, bloodletting on, when Torah was given, Yidden then, they were not allowed to do a Kozes Dam bloodletting because that was dangerous then because of the shade, the evil, the dangerous Malach that was there. It would be contradicting, it would be therefore dangerous. And therefore it would endanger the Yidden then receiving the Torah. Because by doing a bloodletting, it would have endangered them to be well, and they couldn't have accepted the Torah. Therefore, the Mogen Avraham says, since that incident took place then, sounds a bit mystical, but that's the Pasuk Pshat in the Mogen Avraham. So therefore, since it was dangerous then, we don't do Hakozas Dom on any Erev Shavuos. More than that, Mogen Avraham goes so far and says that, just like on Erev Shavuos, it's also, so it's actually also on every Erev Yom Tov is, Hakozas Dam is also. Shlomo Zalman asks a question, a very simple question. He said, okay, I understand that bloodletting was prohibited then, because then there was a shade that came and it was dangerous for the Eden to do bloodletting, that would endanger them to receiving the Torah, to be unwell, he would cause them to be extremely unwell when they received the Torah then, because it was endangered the Eden receiving the Torah because That was true then. But we're learning in Halacha here, and we're going to have all over here, says that nowadays, Tov Shin Ayin Tes, bloodletting is also. When we're not receiving the Torah, Tov Shin Ayin Tes, we are celebrating Shavuos, but we're not receiving the Torah. So why is bloodletting also nowadays? And it is also. Why does the Magen Avraham cite this halacha and says that bloodletting is also because we're not receiving the Torah anymore nowadays. So why is it also? It's a very interesting question. Shem Zama asked the question, and he answers, from here we see the fundamentally aside that we didn't just receive the Torah then, but actually received the Torah every year from you. So just like then there was an issue of not being well because of the potential Shin Dalet just because it was also then because of, so just also this year as well it's also because every year we're receiving the Torah from you. And it's not just an issue, it wasn't just a danger then, but it was actually a danger now as well. Because the Kabbalah of the Torah is every year from fresh. So B'Shem Zaman is proving from this very halacha, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is a constant Kabbalah of the Torah every single Shavuos. I think it's a fascinating yesod. Yeah. Interesting yesod. Nois in the Torah, not just in the past tense, but nois, because Baruch Hu gives us the Torah every year. Okay. Yes, we're going to talk a little bit more now about a goy in a chotza. A goy in a chotza. So we learned, what have we been learning, so what have we been discussed, what have we learned so far? If it's a chotza and it's a goy, what will not work? A goy in a chotza, what does not work? What doesn't work? Bittul Rishos doesn't work, goy can't do Bittul Rishos. And what else doesn't work? You can't join the Chatzeres. What can he do? What are we meant to do? If there's a goy in a chotza, what are we meant to do? Rent his property. Very good. Now, let's see a little bit more about this. Simon Shin Pei Beis. Seif Gimel. What happens if there is a goy that has no drisas regel, no access, no walking access on the Yiddish property and his area? Eino oisa, that is not a problem. What's the case? Kegoin, such as shtei chatzeros, there was two courtyards, hapsuchos zu lezu. They were both open to one another. Two courtyards were open to one another. Ve'einuim drisas regel ze al ze. And they are not allowed to, the Yid is not allowed to go into the Yid's area and vice versa. Huvechotza echot dor en Yehudi. In one chotza, the goy lives. Huvechotza ache, in the other chotza, dorim shnei soelim. The two Yidin live. Oyoise, even more than two Yidin. Machnisin, you're allowed to take out. To mutzin, you're allowed to bring it in and out. From one chotzen to the other chotzen, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, techaloin shebeinem, to the window in between them, and you do not rent from the goy. So in other words, if you're talking about a block of flats, let's talk about a block of flats. And it happens to be that will be a good case, that they have no either Yazid and goy living in the block of flats. And let's talk about a case that there's separate entrances. Does that make sense? Well, at least there's two entrances. Does that exist? Yes. Yeah? How would that work? Yes. Very good. That's it. Perfect. So you've got a block of flats. When it's taka, very common in Eretz Yisrael. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's somewhere to go, the whole Remema area. It's like quite on a hill. Very good. That's a beautiful case. The whole Remema area is on a hill. You lived in... So like, which street was that?
I lived on Mem Gimel.
Which side? More towards the...
More towards Center One.
More towards Center One. So more like number 20 or...
Yeah.
Oh, good, very good. Very nice. Very nice. So over there, it's quite a hilly area. So what happens is when they built these buildings, so they did it on a hill. So, and then there's normally... There's two entrances. There's the from the lower area and from the high area. So sometimes you've got...
In the theory, you can go in downstairs.
You can go... Level, right.
Around the other side, you can go in two levels up on the...
Right. Floor. So sometimes it will appear that there's six floors, but really only four of them are above...
No, it's not.
So I don't know why. The Zurich is quite... It's not hilly at all. So it doesn't really... It's not so much, no. There's only entrances on one side, generally. But in Yerushalayim, all the Sotskin area, also sometimes have, I mean, Chzitzchok, even, you also sometimes have quite, you have entrances from two sides, one is far higher than the other.
On different streets as well. You
different streets, yeah. Pardon? Hanof will also, yeah, also flat sometimes, you enter entrances. So imagine you've got two entrances. One is for the Yid and one is for the Goy. So there's the entrances, which are separate, the Chotzah, because the entrance will be considered chotzer, because that's the staircase. Separate staircases, let's say that it was even separate staircases. Separate areas, one for the Yid and one for the Goy. Although there may be areas that are joined, there is no need to rent out from the Goy, to do the schiras that we spoke about from the Goy. Because there's no tisa zekel, they all generally use their own areas, turn independent areas, and therefore there's no requirement to do schiras from the Goy. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Since there's no Dris HaZegel, there's no common area that they use frequently together, and therefore there's no need to do to rent off the Goy. Good. Now, talking about the schiras, Sivdal is going to address the following shaila. Okay, so imagine you've got a block of flats, there's one Goy, two Goyim. And now you want to, we said Bittloshus doesn't work. We also said that to join the Evchatzeus also doesn't work. So you have to rent out from him. Now, why do you do this exactly? You go up to the Goy, let's call him Mr. Smith. You go to Mr. Smith and say, okay, Mr. Smith, I want to just ask you, would it be possible to rent off you, your shus, and I'd like to rent, and then he's going to say, how much for? So I want to give you five quid for the year. Now, if he's clever, he's not going to ask questions, just take the money and everything is fine. But do you need to, is that good enough? Or do you need to specify more than that? When you pay the Goy for the rights, what he's really doing, he's renting out his property to some extent to the Yid, to a limited extent. Not completely, but to some extent, he's renting out his oshos, and thereby, you are allowed to carry in the chotzer. Do you need to specify? Do you need to explain it to him? Do you need to go to town and explain it to him?
You have to give him the market value.
Well,
otherwise, it's like in place when you send your comments.
So it's not really. You're not really renting the entire property from him. All you're really renting is the rights. Is the rights.
It's still got a value.
So the truth is, you are 100% right. And how we address this issue nowadays, we'll be discussing in a few sifim. But you are right in principle, it needs to have some sort of value. How are we going to rectify this nowadays? We're going to sort out. But do you need to explicit exactly what you're doing? I needed a Shabbos go at this Shabbos for something in the kitchen. So I went, I had tremendous set the Shemai, there was this Romanian guy walking across the street. And then it was brilliant because I just told him, excuse me, me Jew, oh, yo. And I said, me Jew, and then me problem in house. Okay. And then he came in. And then I said, see this? And he actually got it. I said so little. See this? He said, yeah, me see this. And then I said, okay, you see this? You do this? And he said, yeah, me do this. And then without any further questions, he did me do this. And everything was fine. And then he says, and then on his way out, I said, this Jewish thing? I said, yeah, this Jewish thing. And I said, okay, thank you so much. And he was gone. He was brilliant. You know, it didn't require much explanation. Only me do this, you do this. And everything was, and Shalom Alisal. And this is the, but if you go and you start, is this good enough in here? Because once you start explaining things, things get quite complex. You know, this thing that it's like, gets quite scary. Do you need to explain over here what's going on? Do you need to explain, can he just take the money? Basically, what I'm asking over here, can he just take the money without understanding what he's doing or not? It's in the legal world. I don't know. Do you need to, So Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here, and it's going to lead us to an interesting discussion, which we're going to... Hasoicha mina yudi, somebody rents out from the goy, stam. It's just like, you're not even explaining what you're doing. You just say, do you mind, Mr. Smith, here's £5, and, you know, just don't ask too many questions. Just don't, you know, it's fine, it's a Jewish thing. Moil, it works. Ve'ein tzorich leforish, you do not need to explain. You don't even need to explain that with this Jewish thing now, I'm going to have to carry in this area. You don't even have to go so far. All you need is to take those £5. Once he's taken the £5, everything's fine. You don't even have to sign anything. Don't bother signing a whole contract and everything. So just take those £5 and it's fine. Everything's sorted. Just take it.
If you think it's a gift, then you have done it.
Well... I don't know, because Shulchan Aruch says that it's that you don't need to write anything, and asoichem in Yehudi, you probably need to know that it's a rental to some extent. It allows you some rights in the domain, but as long as if needs, ask no.
If he knows it's valuable to you, technically it's like a ransom, but he says so he can say, well, okay, it's got more value to you, therefore you pay me.
So what happens if he says, sorry, it's nothing going under £150, yeah, per Shabbos, yeah? So then, it's a good question, what you meant to do there. So the truth is, if he doesn't take the money, on for less than that, then don't carry, and we're going to see another suggestion, what might work, to be honest, and that's what we actually do. We don't actually do that. Nowadays, we don't go to every goy, in all of Edgware, and give them £5 to allow carrying in the... We don't. So what do we do? The concept is different.
If he said, you offered him £5, he said, no, I won't.
Don't carry. You mustn't carry. If he doesn't take the money, you may not carry.
Well, if he wants more, and you don't want to give him more...
Don't carry. You may not carry. It's not just... It is not a symbolic action. It really is a schiras. You need to make sure he takes the money. Absolutely. It's a real transaction. So we've got to know how we deal with it nowadays, but as long as we don't have the eights that we're going to speak about, then what we need to know is that actually there is a real tzchiras that takes place. But we need to see Sifkot and Chof. Sifkot and Chof tells us that ve'enu tzorich lichtov the day b'tzchiras chalusha. This is a really important Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah is telling us it's a tzchiras chalusha. It's a weak hiring process, a weak rental for loy b'rinu tzchius b'ri, and you don't need a healthy tzchius. In other words, you don't need a full-fledged, legally, halachically, 100% solid rental agreement. It can be weaker than that, and that's why it's good enough to just give the £5 a runoff. You don't need a contract, you don't need a legal process, but that little that you need to do, you've got to do. That has to happen. How we deal with it nowadays, we'll discuss in the later Simon we'll speak about that. But for now, we need to know that the schiris that you are doing needs to, you don't need to be explicit, and you don't need to write anything down. And that we'll more on that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Okay, actually tomorrow, I'm afraid there's no shir, but back to Wednesday, Mitzvah, back to normal. Okay, good evening.